Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. We're here to recap opening day on the diamond and get you ready for Friday. Hope you guys all had a great opening day. We got all but two games due to rainouts, like we talked about yesterday. So some fun action, got some news and notes, some injuries and whatnot. So let's get you covered here. It was a full day for us. A couple big injuries to start out with. Justin Steele was absolutely dealing through four. And in the fifth inning, as he went to field, a ground ball, he came up lame with a hamstring injury. Looked to be in some serious pain. Walked off on his own accord, but still can't be great. MRI is going to take place on Friday. Justin Steele is already being placed. Or they're saying they're going to place him on the IL. We'll see how bad the injury is based on the MRI. But manager Craig Counsell said Steele will likely be out for some time. With Steele out, we'd imagine Javier Assad or Hayden Wesneski will get the starts in Steele's place. I'm going with Assad as he was the main man last year, but you never know. It could be Wesneski. Either way, both are mainly streamers in the fantasy game. Royce Lewis did it again, folks. Royce Lewis. Lewis hit a home run in his first at-bat on Thursday, and then proceeded to pull up lame with a hamstring injury next time out when he's going from first to third on a hit. This is just another line of injuries for Royce Lewis. He was optimistic after the game, said it was more just an annoying cramp in his quad hamstring area. We shall see. Lewis will take place with an MRI on Friday. The extent of the injury will obviously detail how long he is out for. With Lewis out, we have a few moving pieces. Kyle Farmer started at second base. He moved over to third base. Edward Julian came into the game and played second base. Willie Castro is already on the diamond. But if Lewis is going to miss an extended period of time, Kyle Farmer's fantasy value increases. Willie Castro's value increases. And Edward Julian actually does as well, because on Thursday, with a lefty Cole Reagans on the bump, Julian did not start. Kyle Farmer started at second base. This is something we saw towards the end of the 2023 season, that Julian would be platooned. Looks like that is carried over to 2024. With Lewis out, Julian might get to play versus lefties, which would be great for fantasy purposes. But we'll see if that happens or for how long, because I'm guessing when Lewis returns, Julian goes back to the platoon. So if you're Edward Julian manager, keep that in mind. Max Kepler fouled a ball off his knee on Thursday and left the game. X-rays were clean afterwards, so nothing to worry about too much. It's just a bone bruise, they're saying. Kepler said he was fine. He was walking around just fine in the clubhouse. We'll see how he feels on Friday when swelling and whatever else takes place, but consider Kepler day-to-day. Kyle Bradish was placed on the 15-day IL on Thursday. We knew he'd be on the IL. That is great. Recently, we got good news on Bradish being ahead of the curve, hoping to return early in the second half. Well, being on the 15-day IL signals an early to the second half, and maybe an early May return for Kyle Bradish. If you have IL spots, start stashing. If you don't have IL spots, still feel free to stash in the coming weeks, as he will be back sooner than later. When Paul Sewald went down with his oblique injury, we speculated Kevin Ginkle would be the man to get the saves. And on Thursday, that was made official. Manager Torrey Lovello said Ginkle will get the first crack as the saves roll, not just saves roll. So that is important for Ginkle. Ginkle also admitted in his post-game interview that he was told that it would be his job. The D-backs blew out the Rockies, so there's no saves needed in that one, but definitely something to monitor with Kevin Ginkle. He should be the closer. Be prepared to spend some fab this weekend. David Bednar, different story on the closing side of things. He was not utilized in any serious roles in the back end of the Pittsburgh bullpen in the extra inning game against the Marlins. Reports after the game, and the announcers are saying it on air, apparently Bednar was not available as he's still recovering from his lat injury that made him miss most of spring. This came as a surprise to many of us, as Bednar threw at the end of spring, said he felt great, was supposed to be good to go, and the Pirates did not place him on the IL. So the usage pattern for Bednar still is up in the air, to be determined, as some would say. We'd imagine he's day-to-day. Maybe he's available Friday. We shall see. But for now, he's not the quote-unquote everyday full-time closer, but should be hopefully sooner than later. Nick Senzel of the Washington Nationals. New season, same bad luck for Nick Senzel. He was in the original lineup on Thursday and then was scratched as Nick Senzel broke his thumb fielding ground balls pregame. Senzel will be out 3 to 4 weeks with the injury. And due to the injury, rookie Trey Lipscomb will be called up from the minor leagues. Lipscomb got as high as AA last season, so he's never obviously been to the bigs or to AAA, so we'll see how that transfer takes place. Over spring training, Lipscomb hit 400 over 55 plate appearances, one home run, one steal, and only struck out 12.7% of the time, which is quite promising. We'll see how that translates to the bigs. Walker Buehler, some good news for him. Dave Roberts and the Dodgers reported that Buehler is ahead of schedule. Originally, Buehler was expected back sometime in June. Now it looks like he'll be ready in maybe the middle of May, which is good for the Dodgers and good for fantasy managers everywhere. Just keep in mind they're still going to slow play his innings as they want him in the back end of the season, but we might get some Walker Buehler sooner than expected. Orion Kerkering, reliever for the Phillies, was placed on the IL on Thursday with a forearm strain, and that got a lot of people confused, and hopefully it's nothing, just nothing serious, because Kerkering was already behind schedule due to an illness he was battling throughout spring. They knew he would need time to ramp up, so maybe the forearm strain designation is what allows the Phillies to place Kerkering on the IL. Something to monitor. Seems like it's nothing, but let's just cross our fingers. It is strictly for ramping up. Blaze Alexander of the Arizona Diamondbacks made the opening day roster. Rookie made his debut on Thursday, hit seventh for the D-backs as a DH, and he went 2 for 5 with an RBI. Throughout the minors, he showed a little bit of power, a little bit of speed. Could be a nice like 15-15 type guy if he gets to play every single day. He's got shortstop eligibility as well, so keep an eye on Blaze Alexander on the waiver wires. Probably a deeper league NL-only stash for now, but could show some upside in the right matchups to stream throughout the season. Luis Matos and Marco Luciano were sent to AAA to start the season for the Giants. Matos was a surprise to many as he had a great spring, but as a Giants fan like myself, the Giants outfield is crowded, and once Austin Slater was healthy enough to start the season, a right-handed outfield bat was not really as necessary for the Giants at this point in time. What I will say, if Matos keeps hitting in AAA, he will force their hand. Also, Giants outfield's used to a lot of injuries, like Mike Yastrzemski spending the weekend on the paternity list starting on Friday. Maybe Matos comes back for that. And Yaz has had hamstring and other issues. Conforto, he's had injury issues. Slater just barely got eligible to play because of his injury issues. The list goes on and on. So Matos will get his chance at some point. Marco Luciano, on the other hand, I saw this writing on the wall a while ago. He was struggling in spring, but at the same time, they went and signed Nick Ahmed to a minor league deal, and they selected Ahmed to the roster. I figured once they picked up Nick Ahmed, the Giants would keep him for his defense. Ahmed is a gold glove caliber defender. When you have Logan Webb, Alex Cobb, Jordan Hicks, those are a bunch of big ground ball guys. You're going to want someone like Ahmed to go with Matt Chapman on the left side of the infield. So it just makes sense in a baseball world, not in a fantasy world. Gavin Williams of the Cleveland Guardians, some good news here. He was placed on the 15-day IL as he continues to return from his injury. We got a better kind of idea on the timetable for Gavin Williams on Thursday. He is traveling with the Guardians on their opening season road trip. That is big. He still may go have a rehab start or two, but he's traveling for now. And the reports say they expect him to rejoin the Guardians when the Guardians return home. Their first home game is April 8th. So 10 games on the road, they return home. Gavin Williams should be back in the Guardians rotation. Last but not least, some logistical stuff. Cody Bradford, starting pitcher for the Rangers. They announced on Thursday that Bradford will pitch on Saturday, moving John Gray to Sunday. So just keep that in mind if you're looking for the rotation to stream daily, if you're in daily leagues, whatever you're doing. Bradford Saturday, John Gray Sunday. All right, let's talk about some hitting highlights from opening day. Nick Martini had a two-cocktail lunch, folks. He went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. It was Martini's first opening day, and he hit it off with a bang, as they say. He was DHing for the Reds. Maybe he's a regular against right-handed pitching, something to monitor there, because if so, especially in that ballpark, Martini will be streamable at times, but we've seen him go hot and go cold, and people spend a lot of fab on him and not get rewarded. So just tread lightly when it comes to Nick Martini. Michael Conforto, 3-for-4 with a home run, a double, 3 runs, and an RBI on Thursday. A healthy Conforto is always a fun Conforto for fantasy. Hopefully he stays healthy longer than usual, but while healthy, definitely serviceable on your fantasy teams. Oswaldo Cabrera went 2-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and an RBI as he fills in for the injured DJ LeMahieu. When the Yankees traded for John Birdie, there was rumblings that Birdie would play third and Cabrera would go back to the bench. There's rumblings about a 50-50 split. We'll see. Cabrera got the start on day one, and he came through in a big way, maybe forcing the hand of the Yankees to keep Cabrera in the lineup. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from opening day. Frankie Montas, 6 shutout innings, 4 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts, only 8 whiffs, but a 28% CSW on 81 pitches. It was just great to see Montas back in action and looking good, especially in Great American Small Park. I don't care if it's the Nationals or not. Tough ballpark to pitch in against any team. So to see Frankie Montas put up a line like that, very promising stuff. Shane Bieber, talk throughout spring was, could he maintain velocity? If he can keep velocity, Bieber is a great pitcher. Bieber maintained velocity on Thursday. He threw 6 shutout innings with 4 hits, 1 walk, and 11 strikeouts against the Oakland Athletics. 18 whiffs and a 37% CSW on 83 pitches. Bieber was great. He was averaging a 92.4, I believe I saw, on the fastball. He was touching 95 at times. That's what you want to see from Shane Bieber. Could be a big year if he can keep that going. And then Garrett Crochet in his first career start, it was an opening day start, looked great against the Detroit Tigers. 6 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, and 0 walks for Crochet. He had 8 strikeouts with 11 whiffs, 32% CSW on 87 pitches. That's outstanding stuff for Crochet. We obviously don't know how many innings he's going to throw this year, but while you got him, you might as well use him. Really good stuff there from Garrett Crochet. For more pitching information, make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Thursday. Robert Suarez picked up his 2nd save of the season. Yes, 2nd, because he had 1 in Korea. So Suarez is your saves leader. Ryan Yarbrough picked up a save as the Dodgers wanted to get going away fashion. So he got the multi-inning save there. Griffin Jacks, he is the man for now in Minnesota. He picked up the save against the Royals. Brock Stewart came in and pitched the 8th in that one. Jason Foley was a bit of a surprise, folks. He picked up his first save of the year for the Detroit Tigers. Alex Lang didn't get used at all. Nothing. Nowhere. So maybe it's Jason Foley's world and we're just living in it. Velocity was up 2 miles an hour on Thursday. He hit 100 on the gun. If he can do that, that's definitely closing stuff for Mr. Jason Foley. Jose Hernandez got the save for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the extra inning, a 12-inning extra inning game against the Marlins. Again, no Bednar. Aroldis Chapman threw a clean 8-pitch inning at one point to keep the game going, but Hernandez got the save. Wouldn't read too much into that right now. Clay Holmes of the New York Yankees picked up his first save. It was a tight wire act there on that one, but he got the job done. And out, a guy was thrown out at home that could have tied the game, but Holmes got the save. Josh Hader did come in a down one and struck out the side, so he looked very dominant in his inning of work. Adbert Alzolay blew the save for the Chicago Cubs. They're up 4-3. Jose Leclerc also gave up a run to make it 4-3, but both guys struggled in the back end there. David Robertson got the win in that game, so keep that in mind. I've been saying all along, David Robertson is the man you want long-term in that Rangers bullpen. And then Kenley Jansen picked up the save for the Red Sox. We were wondering all spring for a while there. Would Jansen even be ready for opening day? Well, he was, and he got the save on opening day. For more information on relievers, closers, whatever, make sure you check out the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information. All right, before we take a look ahead at Friday on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some DFS on the day. We have an eight-game slate starting at 6:50 p.m. Eastern. Bats, we're going right back to Arizona. They put up a 16 spot on Arizona, hit around the order twice in the third inning when they scored 10 runs. You get Cal Quantrill. Pretty much we're going to target the Rockies every single day of the week, no matter the ballpark. So Arizona's in play, going right back to Cleveland versus Ross Stripling. Love Houston versus Rodon. Don't mind Yankees versus Javier. That could be your sneaky one, Houston Yankees in that one. A lot of ways to go on Friday. Pitching-wise, give me Merrill Kelly versus the Rockies. Give me Bobby Miller versus St. Louis. And your value play, just like Crochet on Thursday, give me some A.J. Puck versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. Some things I'm looking forward to on Friday. Kyle Harrison making his season debut against the San Diego Padres. Loved the improvements we saw last season. Loved what we saw in spring. Let's see what Kyle Harrison can do for the Giants. Spencer Strider versus Wheeler got postponed Thursday. It goes down Friday. Love seeing those two aces go at it. Hopefully that lives up to the hype. A.J. Puck returns to the starting rotation versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. We saw Luzardo strike out 8 over 5 innings on Thursday. Hopefully Puck can fall in line there. And then I mentioned Yankees and Astros could be sneaky for the DFS hitting standpoint. Still looking forward to seeing what Rodon and Christian Javier have in store. That's one of those where two pitchers that have high expectations, can they produce on the bump? Time will tell. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of First Pitch in the books. Before we head on out, make sure you check pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. You want to sign up. You want to make it happen. It gets you in an amazing Discord, phenomenal community, all kinds of fun baseball, fantasy baseball, and more going on over there. Plus, you get some extra content, podcasts, there's videos, there's articles. You're front of the line when there's new things developing at pitcherlist.com. So go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. But once again, that'll do it, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great weekend. Jake Crumpler will be back for your next two Saturday and Sunday episodes. And I'll be back on Monday. Have a happy Easter. Enjoy the games. And this was your First Pitch Podcast, Friday, March 29th. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.